It's the Speak On It podcast. Today, we have your co-host, 5'11", Skip, and 6'3", Vincent Valentine. But also today, we have a very special guest. No one other than 6'11" and 3/4". It's the Chimp Reaper.
That's a catchy new little nickname for Chimp. You rocking with that, Chimp?
The Chimp Reaper?
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, I fuck with it, but that's KD shit.
The Slim Reaper.
That's right. I didn't even think about that. It's catchy though. You can rock with it.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
Nah, hey, just give me my credit when credit due. You feel me?
But how everybody been today? Chilling? It's been a smooth day or what?
Yeah, it's pretty warm out here. It's 80 degrees out in LA, so it's been pretty good, man.
How about
San Antonio, Chim? San Antonio, man, it's, 60 right now. It's been 60 for a while. Damn. I ain't complaining, though. It'd be a lot worse.
I hear you. So, I mean, we're going to, start off with the basketball topic, of course. Chim, play for the San Antonio Spurs. So, what is some advice you would give to hoopers aspiring to go pro one day?
Man, honestly, just work hard. I know it sounds cliche, but just work hard.
Yeah.
And you gotta believe in yourself, believe that you can do it. And you just gotta have a vision. And that's pretty much what got me to where I'm at. I just, from however long ago, I just knew that this is what I wanted to do, and I just put my mind to it, and here I am.
Yeah. At what point in your basketball career did you know, or did you kind of really think that, hey, I can play in the NBA?
Honestly, when I moved back to the States, that's when I first started playing organized basketball, and that's when I really started paying attention to it, and just seeing him on TV and stuff, I just kind of had that feeling that, I can do that if I put my mind to it and if I work hard every day. And mm-hmm. I just push myself to just get better every day since then. And so to answer your question, honestly, from the jump, I knew that I had the ability and the skill to play.
Yeah. I remember back when we were kids.
Yeah.
I would see this dude. It was in sixth grade, eighth, seventh grade.
Facts.
I'm like, yo, who is this 6'4", seventh grader playing point guard?
No, facts. I tried to get
a cheat code.
Yeah, I tried to get Chim to come out and play with the travel on my travel team with me, but he wasn't messing with it.
But he was too big time for us.
We was weak.
Come on, y'all was weak.
Come on, you too.
Who did you play for?
I played for a couple teams, actually.
Well, yeah, but when I was trying to get him to come play, he was playing with—he wasn't playing with nobody yet, actually.
When was that?
When I was at Dana.
We didn't have enough.
You're right. I hadn't even started playing at AAU back then.
Yeah,
I hadn't even started until high school.
I tried to get him early. He was not rocking with me though.
We didn't have enough clout for him. That's crazy.
Back then, I was just working out, and that was about it. I wasn't doing nothing else.
Yeah. So what has been your biggest adjustment, this far, and then, being a rookie in the league, what has been the biggest transition from, being in college last year to now being professional?
Biggest transition? I mean, me and Illy was kind of talking about it earlier. It's just going from being a dude to now you basically working your way back, all the way back up.
Yeah,
so, that's probably the toughest thing. But being here, the Spurs, they make it a lot easier. And basically, being here, you kind of know that if you just do the right things and wait and be patient, that you're gonna get your turn. I'm playing behind a Hall of Famer, pretty much, and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah,
I know. Right now, I'm just watching him just trying to learn as much as I can. And, you know, whenever it's my turn, I know I'll be ready.
Yeah. Is it anything, you know, in particular that you miss from college basketball?
Man, that's a tough question.
Whether it's maybe like the just like how the fans really really recognize.
Yeah,
you, just like
that's the, probably it. The atmosphere yeah. is probably the biggest change. But I mean, there's some places in the NBA where you go where it kind of feels like that. Playing in the Warriors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like a college atmosphere.
Okay. That makes sense. And then you were talking about a little bit with the USC experience, like how y'all didn't get called for the tournament last year. Like, speak on that a little bit and you know, just let the people know, like, how the team was hearing y'all didn't get called.
It was tough, but yeah, I mean, it was just a tough situation all around just because everything that we had been through.
Right.
And then, but I mean, it was a sad moment. You know, like I said, like the past 2 years, we were, we had like a little viewing party and we was just there chilling, eating because we was pretty much confident we was going to get our names called. And this time we was there just kind of, we were still confident a little bit, but for some reason, there's just that little feeling that you felt like they was going to do us dirty.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. I mean, we were second place in the conference tournament, second place in the you know during the regular season, and we still didn't make it. But
yeah,
life goes on.
Exactly, life goes on. It is what it is. So, like, what do you find yourself doing in your free time nowadays?
Free time. Man, it's a lot of free. I usually just play video games, watch TV, watch TV shows, movies.
Is there any particular like what's your favorite series right now?
Game of Thrones. I'm like Game I'm rewatching of Thrones. It. I'm rewatching it for the third time. Man, it gets better
what?
Every time.
Bro, I'm telling you, Game of Thrones is trash.
You're asleep.
He said the third time.
Yeah, like
the third time, and I'm still you know seeing stuff that I ain't even see the first time. It's crazy.
No, have you seen? What were you about to say?
No, I would say it is kind of complex. Like it is like pretty. The episodes are really long, so it is easy to miss stuff. But I just could never really get into it.
Hey,
bro, you got to get through the first season, and then like, or just I mean, you got to watch it like one time, and then go back and watch it again. Then like it really good.
Hey, have you ever? Now that you're, you know, I don't want to say really famous, but people know you now. You play for the Spurs. Have you been able to, you know, go to the movie theaters, you know, and do you still do that kind of stuff? Go to the movie theaters?
Yeah. I do that all the time. Like I said, there's a lot of free time, so you got to find stuff to keep you sane, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just go by myself. But I mean, out here, the fans are just like the people in the city. They're really like respectful, so they see out and stuff. They're not gonna come up rushing to you. Like today, I went grocery shopping today, and I mean, I'm pretty sure people in there knew who I was, but they just let me.
Yeah, they like.
Thing.
That's like, cool. Oh,
7 footer. Like you gotta play basketball.
Yeah, and it's in San Antonio where they ain't got. No other teams like them. I mean, they know.
Yeah.
Facts. So, who was your favorite team growing up?
Favorite team? I was a Laker fan. Come on, now you know that.
The Laker fan, huh? Okay. Kobe.
You know
B.
that.
Kobe. Does it feel kind of weird or surreal? Just like when you face the Lakers and you come back home to LA to play.
Yeah. I mean, being in there. I had never been to a Laker game. The first time I went to a Laker game was when we played the Lakers this year.
Wow.
The first time. I swear. Ever in there. I swear to God.
That's crazy.
My first time in the Staples Center was when we played
Oklahoma?
We played BYU. At USC. So, I mean, it's like, life's crazy, man.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Like my whole life.
Yeah. So if you could play with any player, past or present, who would it be?
I'm gonna go with Kobe because that's
Kobe.
Kobe, yeah, Kobe's up there. Hakeem.
Okay.
Twin Towers. Magic Johnson, obviously. I say Magic Johnson just because, you know, catch lobs and stuff. He's one of the best yeah. passers of all time.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
So has Tim Duncan been, like, a big influence as far? Like, you know, how is he, like, beneficial to you right now? Because he's a part of, like, the organization.
Yeah, he's around a lot. Practices and stuff, he's there. Mm-hmm. He's kind of just – Not he's quiet, but I mean, if I ever needed something, I know he's there and I can go talk to him. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easy. And he's also they're not like pressuring you to like learn, like, you know, like, hey, Rook, come over here, come learn this. Nah, they just uh-huh. if you have a question, just come over and ask. We're here for you. Like, I mean, him, Manu, Matt Bonner, some of the older dudes, like,
old
they're there. Yeah, they're there, you know.
Yeah.
If you ever need help.
You gotta go to Matt Bonner to work on your 3-point shot.
Man, that's gonna come later. I'm trying to. I'm just gonna pick and roll right now. I'll get on the court first.
Yeah.
you gotta Clint Capella your way to the PT.
Exactly.
That's a joke.
Yeah, that's funny. So, like, who are you? Is there any particular player that you're trying to model your game after?
I don't really try to do that, but I mean, like, having dudes like Tim Duncan around and stuff, like, I just try to learn, you know, LaMarcus, mm-hmm. dudes like that, like, see what they do and just try to learn from them. You know, for me, I just try to take different parts of
different players' games that I like. Yeah. Exactly.
Is it pretty tough guarding LaMarcus in practice?
See, that's another crazy thing about being in the league. Like, we barely practice.
Really?
Probably, yeah, like, not even to the, like, we don't practice enough to the point where I can even say, like, oh, yeah, it's hard guarding.
Wow.
I've even guarded him before, honestly.
So do you find yourself like working on your individual game more than practicing with the team?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I gotta go in there and work out like pretty often, maybe every uh-huh. day, maybe every other day. But yeah, we go in there for like hour, 30 minutes.
So how
go often, hard and leave.
How often do you guys, like, let's say you guys might let's say your coaches might rotate like some new type of plays or new type of sets or whatever, like, do you guys really just pick it up during like a timeout or during the game, or are they showing you guys this stuff, like, let's say a lot before the game or whatnot?
They don't really have plays we went over before the season started, the same stuff we run. I mean, it's the Spurs, they've been running the same stuff for 21 years.
Yeah.
Does it seem like a lot more information from as opposed to college to the pros, or just about the same amount? Yeah.
No, I don't think so. If anything, it's a lot like
simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In college, you had all this different types of players, like you know, in the NBA, it's just a lot of pick and roll, honestly.
Yeah,
and that's like the majority of everybody's
game plan, really.
Yeah, game plan. If you can defend a pick and roll really well, you're probably gonna be all right in the NBA.
Yeah, especially because at the pro level, you don't have, you know, guys just camping the paint. So it's definitely a different game. It's way more spread. Again, like you said, you got to just defend a pick and roll, which is the hardest thing to defend in the league. So I agree.
Yeah, that's true. I was talking to my coach about that earlier in the year, how, like, there's 3 seconds in the league, so, like, it's just that much easier to, you know, do what you got to do offensively to score and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Who's somebody that that you haven't really how can I put it? Who's somebody that you're kind of getting or that you want to defend at some point, you know, in your NBA career?
Did I want to defend?
Yeah, like LeBron, KD, or even just like a low post guy, just Cousins.
Man, that's tough. I ain't even thought about that. But funny, not a fun story, I guess. But you said Cousins, and so he's playing the Warriors, and this is like my first time like getting in however many games. And I get in, and the first play, like we go up, and this like Boogie was in the game. They was whooping on us, but Boogie was in the game, and we're like on offense, and then we running down transition defense, and then he's coming right at me, and I'm trying to like get around him. This motherfucker's big as hell.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get around him, and he like grabs my arm, and I'm trying to get his arm off of me so I can like get around in front, because that's what they teach us to do, like to like basically front the post. And they called a foul on me. And I look over and Pop, and like Coach Pop's like, he's like fucking cussing at me and stuff. And I'm like, damn, and then he subbed me out. And I was like, damn, I went up one of them at one time. And I ain't even fouling for real.
Wow.
And he was the one grabbing my arm, and then they called it on me, and I was like, "Damn!"
Hey, now that you brought that up, who's probably the strongest guy that you had to go against this season?
Ooh, I mean, most of this season I've been in G League.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't really even say, but we played the Knicks the other day. DeAndre Jordan's pretty.
Yeah.
Boogie, like I said. I didn't have to guard Giannis. Just watching him.
Giannis is like, he been on the HGH in the offseason or something.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, bro. He's strong, but he I don't think he get enough credit for being strong.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, LaMarcus, he'd be bullying people.
Yeah. Hey, wait, have you guys played against Westbrook yet?
Yeah.
Like, I just...
Westbrook,
I just,
that's one of my favorite players.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
like,
he's from... Yeah.
His energy is crazy. Go ahead.
I was watching him play the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man, this dude is in incredible shape. Because this is, like, way past halfway in the season. Mm-hmm. And he's going 100 miles per
110,
hour.
110, yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. Like, and it's my favorite player too. But it's just like I have never been able to actually go see a game, but just to watch him on TV and the energy he, you know, like, sustains throughout the whole season is crazy.
Yeah.
So who else has the craziest performance you've seen this season so far?
Craziest performance.
Yeah.
LA had 56 against the Thunder. I wasn't there. I was watching it.
Uh huh.
That was crazy. Obviously, James Harden, he has like what, 360 point games, which is crazy.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the NBA is these dudes are like, they're really good, so you don't know what could happen in the night.
Facts. So we can go ahead, you know, transition from, you know, the basketball, whatnot.
Hold on.
Wait.
I gotta. It's one more question that we had talked about before the podcast had started, and the question was, who's like some guys that aren't, you know, the same height as listed for their player bios?
Oh yeah.
And
because we because he's listed as 6'9". So how tall would you say?
There's no way. I'm around 6'9", and he's way taller than me.
Right.
So he's like 7'1", 7'2".
Wow.
Probably. That is crazy.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me he got 5 inches on you?
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
That's really crazy, though, to think that the stuff that he be doing, and he's 7 feet.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't stop that.
Yo,
bro. And the same and he was and the same thing with Giannis.
Like, yeah, Giannis is probably, I don't know whatever they got him listed as, but he's probably around there, but he's his arms are just like he got go-go gadget arms. For real.
Bro, he boomed something. He boomed on Ben Simmons today. Like, he just really be putting dudes under the rim and just dunking on them. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. Bro, he be going through, like, 3-4 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we gotta get you to get on the ball for next season, man, so you can be like Giannis.
Oh, yeah, we gotta get you in the
AGA. I'm gonna send a letter to Pop. I'm gonna tell him that you playing out of your position. We're gonna have to put you back at the one like high school.
Oh, wait, Chim, we didn't even ask you this. So who do you think who is the best player in the league to you right now?
Best player in the league?
Yeah.
I'm gonna name somebody that's not a Spur. Okay. I mean, I think obviously LA and DeMar up there.
Mm-hmm.
But to me it's Giannis MVP to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah. Giannis MVP. That's fair.
And that's funny you said, like I feel the same way. Just the way he's been playing this year and just with their team as a whole isn't as star studded as a lot of other teams.
Yeah.
But every night this guy he's literally doing everything. He's guarding 1 through 5. He's scoring 50 plus points and he's barely, you know, shooting threes. He's making a lot of his free throws now. He's really been killing it. His game is ridiculous.
Hey, is Zion the number one pick of the draft, Mezzy?
Zion, I ain't really been paying attention to college basketball, but I mean, I've seen a couple of their games. I saw the game yesterday, or 2 days ago, I think, when they played North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's different. I think he probably is.
Facts.
No. Yeah, Zion, he's 6. Zion is 6'7", 300 pounds with a 45-inch vertical.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I ain't never seen nothing like that before.
Yeah, when he gets to the league, it's going to be real interesting. I think if Zion works on his if he works on his ability to, you know, to dribble in the half court and kind of, you know, get like a couple combos together.
That's the thing, though. He, like, if you go watch it, he has that.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
No. I agree. I agree. But I'm saying, like,
no, I'm saying, like, to the people like that, like what Cam was saying the other day, oh, Zion's not that skilled, yada, yada, yada. Like, bro, like, why do I need to do a combination behind? Why I need to do all that when I could just get to the cup and finish over people?
Jump over you.
Yeah. All he really needs is just to continue. Well, it's to have, like, everybody only needs like 2 dribble moves.
Yeah.
They signature move and a counter. Yeah. And then, but if he can do that and develop a jump shot, a more smooth jump shot, he's gonna be ridiculous.
Facts.
Oh man.
Facts. So, Chim, who you playing your headphones right now, man? Who you listening to right now?
Am I listening to?
Yeah.
Same old J. Cole, Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of Nigerian music.
Of course.
Gotta
pay homage.
A lot of UK rap.
UK, huh?
Yeah,
y'all need to listen to gigs.
Who would you consider? Yeah, like what's some UK artists? I don't even know of any.
UK, it's like Dave. Who else? Notes, AJ Tracy.
I'm about to check them out. They better have some heat.
I got a playlist on my Apple Music, man. You could go on there.
Oh yeah, hey, I got you.
Hey, have you listened to any underground San Antonio rappers?
Stop it, bro. Stop
it. Yo. Hey, Chim, I need to hear your top 5 artists right now. Your top 5 artists.
Right now?
Yeah, who's the top 5 artists in the game right now? Mainstream. Well,
J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick.
Okay.
Dang.
J. Cole, Kendrick. You got Future. Man, you got the Drakes. You got all them. Travis Scott.
No, no. Dang. It's a lot of trash dudes right now. Like, people just listening to whatever.
Facts.
Yeah.
Like, you like to listen to music with substance.
Yeah. Drake. I mean, they say Drake don't write his stuff, so he can't be in the top five for me.
Ooh.
Wait, that's just hard.
That's a hot take.
Them is not facts, though.
Drake do not write his own music, bro. Come on.
Who writes it?
What's the Quentin Miller dude?
Bro, Quentin Miller is our age. So you mean to tell me 10 years ago he was writing for him too?
How do you know he our age?
Bro.
They said he was.
He got multiple writers, bro. That's how that works.
So he been having multiple writers ever since comeback season?
Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy, man.
So, Chim, you not listening to no Juice WRLD, no Playboi Carti, no Lil Uzi Vert?
Man, hell no. Come on, bro.
Wait, Blueface?
Man, he was cool, but now it's getting a little annoying.
It's annoying now?
Yeah. It's getting a little annoying. Oh, yeah. Hustle definitely top five.
Oh, Nipsey Hussle. Okay. How you feel about Kanye? His music, though. Not him as a person, but his music.
People, like, he doing crazy stuff, so a lot of people acting like his music now.
Yeah.
It's really not. Like, I was listening to Life of Pablo the other day, and I was like,
No skips.
It's funny that you say that. It's funny that you say that, because last week, I was listening to the same thing. I was listening to T-Lock, and I was like, man, this crap is really, really good. Like, it just brought back, like, just some old vibes. Just old Kanye in general. A lot of that stuff.
Facts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's not acting the way people want him to act, but it don't take away from the fact that his music is still... It's still good. Yeah. Boz too.
Boz, yep. Shout out to Boz. Yeah, the thing is, with Boz music, like, you can always go back to it and it's still like fire no matter what.
Yeah. I'm still listening to those stuff.
Yeah, even his first little album that he put out. Facts. So, you know, you in the league now, man. So you find girls DMing shooting they shot more now more times now or what?
For me, it ain't that crazy. It ain't like every day. I mean, for some people, it probably is, but not for me.
Okay.
But I mean, it's definitely still a lot more than from what before. It was.
Salute.
So I mean,
you with the organization, you got a blue check. So all you really got to do is just send the bat signal to the chick, and you good.
And you good.
That's what I heard.
Man, you got to be careful. I know y'all seen
Zion.
Zion. Oh my god.
Yeah. No.
Yo, what's the point of that? Like, what's the girl getting out of?
Can't even talk to women in peace.
Bro, they fumbling the bag. They fumbling the big bag.
Well, stupid. That's just stupid. At the end of the day, I read something earlier, and it was just like, I see why the industry dudes always be messing with the same chicks now.
Yeah.
Because
I saw that tweet. Yeah,
I was like, man, that's low-key facts now that I look at it. Because you start messing with, I don't want to say regular because we all human at the end of the day, but you start messing with like a regular, and they want to put
and they
you,
don't know how to act.
They want to put you on their social media talking about this.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Like, come on, man.
If I get famous and chicks want to do that, I'm gonna be sick. Like, that's the whole man. That's mad wild. I'm gonna have to.
For real. Hey, Chim, if $20 billion was falling off a cliff and your girl was falling off a cliff, which one you saving? Which one you saving, bro?
How far down is the cliff?
What do you mean? you can only get one. If you try to get both,
it's a mile long.
Dude, it's a mile long.
Yeah.
I'm saving my girl, man.
Wow. What if she leave you to like a month later or the next year?
I'm gonna be sick,
bro. I'm gonna go jump over that cliff and try to find that $20 billion.
you're gonna have to find the Infinity Gauntlet to go back in time.
Facts.
To get that $20 billion. Facts. Hey, it was another question. Let's say you win the lottery, $30 million, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your mom needs a new eye for $29 million. Are you gonna pay for her to get a new eye for $29 million?
Bro, where are you getting these questions from?
Hey, bro.
Bro, don't trip.
Bro. What you doing, man?
Are you gonna get your mom a new eye or what?
You said I got what? I got 30?
It's 30 million lottery. And your mom, she needs a new eye, but it costs 29 million to get a new eye. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get her a new eye?
I don't even know how to answer that.
What you mean?
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to get her an eye, man.
You still got 1 mil left.
You're right. I could flip that 1 mil back into 29 mil.
Facts.
How?
You said how?
Investments.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
That's jokes. I picked on the 20 bill and the girl, I picked my girl too, man. So don't, you know, it is what it is. Money don't always bring you happiness.
Exactly.
All right. So, who the baddest girl chick in the game right now? Or if you don't have a baddest, you got a top three at least.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many of them that it's kind of. I feel like I'm at least
let me ask you this. Let me try to turn it into. Let me see if you can answer this one. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's say once you really establish yourself in the league, who's somebody out there that you like kind of wouldn't mind getting at once you really establish yourself in the league?
Mm. Man, I don't even want no like famous chick. Like I just want a regular.
Zion,
somebody
end up on Twitter.
You end up a meme.
He said he needs somebody down for the come up, man.
What's your type? Thing is, it might be some chicks on the podcast that's listening right now. So yeah. What's your type? Tell them what you like.
Look, I say this. Like I love black women, but. No, not even black anything. I love black women. I don't discriminate though.
Facts.
But I would never. I would not like be in a relationship with somebody that's not. Mm-hmm. That's not black.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear where you're going with this. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
facts.
I just wouldn't date a white girl. I'm just put it like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, y'all hear him out there, man. He don't really have a preference. You know, holla at my boy. Holla at him. So what's up with the drip?
Slide
man?
My DMs.
Hey, for real. Sign the DMs.
Tell him your app. Tell him your app.
Yeah, tell him your app, Jim.
It's just Mezzy.
Spell that.
M-E-Z-Z-Y.
Yep. Easy. You can't miss him. He's 16. Hey, what's up with the drip, man? Because in high school and college, you didn't really have no drip.
Bro, I always had drip, man.
Come on, man. Like,
wow.
Well, where are you shopping at now? You still shopping at the same spots, or are you then upped your game a little bit?
For the most part, I still shop at the same spots that I've been shopping at, that I was shopping at in college. Mm-hmm. I ain't really bought no. I'm not into like the whole designer stuff. I'm more like into like all the like the streetwear and stuff. Got clothes that they be making. I'd be wearing that.
Uh-huh.
What else? Like, I think I got like one. I mean, one of the vets on the team hooked me up. We were Barney's in New York.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I mean, he got some.
That's smooth. See, that's smooth.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't really.
Yeah, because I know you're a simple man. You simple dude. You ain't got to go over the tie. Yeah. You throw you some Vans on and call it a day.
Throw you on some exactly. Size
like,
19
I mean,
Vans.
Even in college, though, I wasn't going nowhere. Like, I was just going to fucking.
Yeah,
going to class and going to practice. Like I ain't had no reason to put a fit on.
Yeah,
but
so
like, yeah.
Keep going.
No, what were you saying?
No, okay. I was just gonna say. Okay, so what has been your biggest purchase so far, or what do you plan on getting when you get that bag?
Biggest, I haven't. Like I said, I ain't made no big purchases really. Yeah. like the car that I have. I didn't even pay for the car that I had. So
yeah, so that drove it off the lot.
Huh?
He stole it.
He said he pulled up and just took it out the lot.
It's looking for me right now. Now, purchase that I'm probably gonna buy a house. Honestly, that's probably gonna be my first thing.
In Texas or back home?
Nah. In LA for sure.
Okay. Big bag. Got a big man, huh?
You living in a...
You gotta make investments, man. Can't just be throwing money away.
That's facts, bro. So you say your first big purchase probably be a house. Do you feel like, since you know you're about to make a little bit of money and whatnot, do you feel like you owe people in your family money, or how do you feel about that? Like, you feel like you have to give back?
I wouldn't say I owe anybody anything, but obviously, like, your parents do so much for you, and just like uncles, aunts, and stuff. That, you know, if you see them and they, I ain't really had nobody ask me for money, but
yeah,
if my parents ever need anything, like, I got them. Like, that ain't no,
yeah, not even a question.
Yeah, it's not even a question. Like, my brother, my sister, any of them, cousins, whatever.
Facts.
But I think I'm more of like in a fourth position where, like, my family, I ain't got that many people asking me for money, so.
Yeah, because there's probably dudes out there, you know, they're like, yo, let me get this, let me get that, let me hold some.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you put yourself, like, around the wrong people growing up and stuff. Like, they start asking you for stuff, and now you got to say no, and now they mad at you, and now you're beefing with some dude from down the street.
Yeah.
And then it's all bad.
Facts. So you find yourself now that you still cooking, or you spend a lot of money eating out?
I be cooking, man. Cook some of the simple stuff.
You be making fufu
when
still? Hell
yeah, man. Come on, bro. when I got out here to San Antonio, that was the first. I was my pops. That was the first thing I found was an African restaurant.
Oh, and it's food out there?
Move. It's like 20 minutes away. I go there whenever.
That's nice.
Yeah, they're good people. So
you gotta thing is, like, I know when you be cooking, it don't be that fire. So you gotta have one of your San Antonio chicks cook you some food, man.
Stop it, bro.
Yeah, is fufu the best thing you can make, or what?
That's the only thing he know how to make.
That's the easy, like, the soup. Like, the soup is where it gets complicated. The fufu, that's easy.
Yeah.
You just get some hot water, put the rice flour in there, and you're good. Damn. But, like, making the soup, that's when I don't even attempt that. Last time my mom was here, she just made some and like left it in the freezer.
Okay. Oh yeah, so you just had like a big portion just to, like, you know, make whenever you want, or to heat up.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
We gotta send you to the Food Network. So they can show you how to cook.
So you gotta download the app. Man, that app is useful, man.
Cooking that damn white people food, man. Unseasoned chicken.
you gotta put twice the seasoning on it.
whatever they say.
Yeah,
they say one tablespoon. You gotta throw in three of them.
Two at least.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So you could taste it.
On your road trips so far for this season, have you found like fun? Yeah, have you done like any fun things, like being in different cities and whatnot? Like, how's it been, like, travel and to be places you've never been before?
Yeah, nah, the road, honestly, being on the road is probably one of my favorite things. Like, even since being back in college, like, I just like getting out, going to other places. But here, we have like this thing. Coffee gang. I don't even drink coffee, but I just, like, you know, it's Patty Mills, Bryn Forbes, Rudy Gay, and me, and we pretty much just go out and find a coffee spot, a local coffee spot or whatever. No Starbucks. And then we just chill, walk around. It's fun. like just going out and seeing like different places.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can only imagine, like you've been to damn near probably almost every state, and there's probably some states you probably never even think you would ever go to if it wasn't for basketball.
Yeah, for sure.
What's
bro, man? What's dude? You know what I was doing on New Year's this year?
What?
I was in South Dakota, bro.
Wow.
Like, cause I was with the G League team, and the Miami Heat, they team is in South Dakota, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know they were sick. Out there, and we had to play them back to back. So we had to. He was out there for like 5 days.
Dang.
It was what? Sick, man. They ain't got nothing out there, bro.
It's
bad.
It's just
what's the most fun city out that you've been to so far on the road trips?
Fun, dang, Miami's up there. Toronto. I like Chicago just because I like. And obviously being back in LA, in New York,
yeah.
Okay. So you got anything else? If not, you know, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. But your last question, though, is there something that you want everybody to know that they don't already?
About me?
Yeah, about yourself.
No, man, I don't want these people all in my business. All
right, man, you know.
I got one last question. What's something – well, the season is about to wrap up.
Yep.
What's something – that it's a two-part question. What's something that you kind of learned about yourself this year that you kind of weren't as good as you thought you might have been? Mm-hmm. So you can answer that one first. What's something that you kind of realized that you got to work on?
Dang, that's a good question. I don't know. I think maybe just being as patient, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Patient and
like
patient
I,
in what
like
way,
I said earlier, like just waiting, like waiting my turn. Like,
okay.
It's a process, but at the end of the day, like, you know, that, you know, you're going to get your chance and you just got to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Especially with that organization, like, you know, you're going to get your chance as long as you continue to work hard and whatnot. And yeah, that's a good word, patience, because I'm practicing patience right now, third knee surgery. So yeah, especially, you know, your circumstance, you know, once you solidify yourself in the league, then, you know, you're gonna be a problem. So you just gotta keep going. Just gotta keep going. That's it, Ilya? That's all you got?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, yeah, appreciate him, you know, taking the time out of his schedule to make this happen. You know, another speak on the episode. Young Illy, Mezzi, we out.
Gone.